Kroger Tender Ray Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, sirree. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs hadn't planned on seeing her wealthy employer, Carrie Carlton, until Monday afternoon. But a few minutes ago, Mrs. Carlton phoned and said she had to see Penny right away. Penny is just about to leave the house.
Hello, Nora. Did you have a nice walk?
Oh, it's lovely out, Miss Gibbs. A little chilly, but so nice and clear. And there's a little smell of spring in the air.
Oh, so soon? Mm-hmm. Or is that wishful thinking?
Well, maybe I am just imagining it. Oh, I love spring. It'll be just super.
Everybody loves spring, Nora. Oh, look, leave Valerie in the carriage and let her sleep.
Oh, I think I will. I have some things to do for Mr. Billings right away.
Nora, I'm sorry about today. Mother didn't want to leave Jed alone with us, but Dr. Ryan wanted to see her in his office.
Well, that's all right, Miss Gibbs.
No, it's not, because though I don't want to, I'm walking out on you, too. Mrs. Carlton wants to see me right away.
Oh, Crickets, I hope nothing's wrong.
If something is. Mrs. Carlton seemed upset.
Oh, golly.
Well, maybe I just imagined it, or maybe she's more upset than she needs be. Anyhow, I'll be back in a while.
Oh, don't hurry on my account, Miss Gibbs. I can manage alone.
Well, Freddie'll be back in a little while. If you need help, I think he can give it to you.
Oh, isn't Freddie home?
Nope. No, your father phoned and wanted him at the farm. Oh. Seems something went wrong with one of the machines, and Freddie's the only one who can fix it.
Freddie's just super when it comes to fixing things, isn't he?
Yes, but Nora, don't you let him try to fix the pilot light in the stove. You remember what happened last time.
Well, that wasn't his fault, Miss Gibbs. The gas pipe or something broke.
Oh, that's what Freddie said. The gas man said that Freddie just left the jet open, that's all. Yeah, he may be a good mechanic, but I don't think he has much of an understanding of gas. Look, Nora.
Hmm?
You're sure there's nothing I can do to help you before I go?
Oh, nothing, Miss Gibbs.
I could wait a while before I go to Mrs. Carlton's. A half hour wouldn't make any difference, or an hour for that matter.
Oh, no, you go right over and see Mrs. Carlton, Miss Gibbs. I can do everything by myself as long as Valerie doesn't wake up. And I think she's going to sleep a little while yet. Oh, look at her, Miss Gibbs. I wonder if she's dreaming.
Well, if she is, it's a pleasant dream, Nora.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't need me, I guess I better run.
Oh, you go right ahead, Miss Gibbs.
All right. I'll phone you if I'm delayed for any reason. Otherwise, I'll be back in about an hour.
Okay, don't hurry, Miss Gibbs. And don't worry about anything. Mr. Billings and I get along famously. Well, you'd think we were old friends or something.
Do I have to drink more milk, Nora? Well, I'll be a walking dairy if I have more milk.
The doctor said you should have 4 glasses of milk a day, Mr. Billings, and this is only 2.
Oh, why did they teach you young people to count? Now I'm sure to get 2 more glasses.
3 more if you don't drink this one.
Oh, all right, I'll drink it.
Mr. Billings, not so fast.
That's the way I like to drink it, all in one long swallow.
Oh, yes, but that's not good for you.
Well, sitting in this wheelchair isn't good for me either, Nora. But I'm sitting in it just the same.
Well, you won't be sitting in it for long.
Nora, I'm just being an old crab and trying to tease you. I should be a little nicer than you. You're nice to me.
Well, I want to do all I can for you, Mr. Billings.
Well, you're doing more than you ought to, child. Where's Penny?
Oh, she had to go to see Mrs. Carlton.
Oh, they left you all alone to take care of me, did they?
Oh, I hope you don't mind, Mr. Billings. I take very good care of the baby, and you're not half the trouble the baby is.
I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, dear, I said something wrong, didn't
no,
I?
No, 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 you didn't, Nora. You made a very profound and flattering statement.
Oh, Cricket, that's wonderful, Mr. Billings. May I wheel you over to the window? You can watch what's going on in the street.
No, I'll wheel myself over there.
Oh, no, let me.
Now, look here, young lady. Maybe my legs won't work, but my arms will. And I can... Oh.
I'm sorry, Mr. Billings.
No, I'm sorry, child. Wheel me over to the window. I'd like you to do it.
Thanks, Mr. Billings. Which window would you like to be near?
Oh, the one in the bay there.
All right.
I can see more there, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe even be able to see the avenue. A lot of traffic to see on the avenue.
Yes, there is. There. You can see the avenue from here, can't you?
Sure can. There's the bus that goes to the village square.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's the bus you take to go shopping, isn't it?
Only on bad days. When I can, I walk. I love to walk.
Oh, so do I. I never rode a bus or took my car if I had time to walk. Walking does a man's soul a lot of... I'm a fine one to be talking about walking.
Oh, Mr. Billings, you'll be walking again. I just know you will.
The doctors say I won't, Nora.
But the doctors don't know everything. And I put it in my prayers every night. I ask for you to walk again. And, Mr. Billings, maybe I'm bragging or something, but my prayers are always answered.
I can believe that they are, child. I can look at you and believe that they are. But don't waste your prayers on an old man. Save your prayers for yourself and for the things you want in life. I've had most of what I want.
Oh, I pray for things for myself, too.
You do? Mm-hmm. That's good. I hope you get what you pray for, too.
I think I have it already.
You do? Mm-hmm. How do you know?
He's here. He's found me. And I think he loves me, too.
Oh, I see. You're in love, are you, child?
Doesn't it show?
The lines of living aren't on your face yet, child. A face must have lines on it before it shows what's behind it. Your face is smooth. Smooth with youth, just as it ought to be. Even love doesn't show through, except a little in your eyes. Yes, I can see the shine of it there.
Then I really am in love, Mr. Billings?
I think so. Something makes you old for your years. Maybe it's love. You're only 17, aren't you?
Yes, but I'll be 18 very soon.
Well, 17 or 18 doesn't matter. If you're in love, you're a woman. And I hope the man you're in love with is the right man.
It's Freddie Lang.
Freddie, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's a boy who was a man long before he knew it himself. There's a boy made a man by adversity, by unhappy circumstance, by necessity. Yes, I have a great deal of admiration for that young fellow.
Then I'm not making a mistake being in love with him?
The mistake you may be making is not being in love with Freddie. Mistake may be being in love. It blinds you, child. It gives you hope. It makes you put all you are into one thing, one person. And if that one person fails, well, your whole life seems a failure.
But, well, how can you love two people? Just to be safe?
You can't love two people, not the way you love Freddie. That's the tragic part of being in love. Especially when you're young. But there's a good side to being in love when you're young. It's very often the real thing.
Is Freddie young enough for it to be the real thing with him?
Well, I'd say he was. Yeah. But don't press him to find out, child.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's a streak of independence in that boy you'll have to cope with now and after you're married to him, too.
Oh, I like that about him. He's so sure of himself that it makes me sure of him, too.
Don't like that too much, Nora. But the thing you like about him may be the very thing that will someday break your heart. And it breaks my heart to think how badly a heart of yours will be broken.
Come in. Hello, Mrs. Carlton.
Well, Penny, you did hurry right over, didn't you?
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, you sounded so upset on the phone, I came as quickly as I could. Well, what's wrong?
Sit down.
All right, thank you.
Penny, I've imposed on your kindness and willingness to help for so long, I really hesitate to ask any more of you.
Mrs. Carlton, as long as I work for you, I'll do anything I can for you.
I know you will, my dear. And I wouldn't hesitate to ask you to do anything that was in keeping with your work for me. But this has nothing to do with your job as my secretary.
I see.
You'll perhaps think it very forward of me. But then you do have a great understanding of my problems.
I try to understand, Mrs. Carlton.
And I think you do. You know very well my life would be perfectly serene if it were not for my son.
Well, Barry's behaving himself these days, isn't he?
No, I'm afraid not. And it's because he's not happy
here.
Oh,
no, he seems to be happy. I saw him the other day, and he seemed completely content.
Penny, my son is weak. He's not a bad boy. He never was. And he wants to be good. He wants to be the kind of young man I want him to be. But here he is, 30. And he's done nothing but cause trouble for himself and for me.
Oh, I know all that, Mrs. Carlton. I know that, but certainly he's trying to do the right thing from now on, at least. He did say he was staying in Rossville, didn't he?
Yes, I think he is.
Well, then how could he get in trouble? Look, it was when he was by himself that he did those silly things.
Penny, my dear, as I said before, my son is weak. And the weak are easily led. Madeline Dodge was here this afternoon, and Barry practically stumbled over his own feet to go out there.
Oh.
Do you understand now, my dear? Madeline Dodge can be a terrible influence on Barry. It isn't a nice thing to say. But she can encourage him to go back to his old ways again.
What?
You know, she herself has a warped sense of values.
Well, I suppose I do know that. I suppose I do.
So, I'm going to have to impose on you, Penny. I'm going to ask you, for my sake, and for Barry, to show an interest in him. If not to save him from Madeline Dodge, to save him from himself.
What does Mrs. Carlton mean when she asks Penny to show an interest in her son? Will this in any way complicate Penny's life? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger Cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone. Yes, you get choice cuts only, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger Cut Beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger Cut Beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get Kroger Cut Beef right away at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.